Drive on Phoenix FM.
And welcome to Thursday's Drive with me, Joe Bailey, here on Phoenix FM. Taylor Swift with Antihero. Yeah, as I say, the great Leslie Band are here. Brought in some Rocky Road as well. How you doing?
How are we doing? Yeah, good to be here.
Fantastic. Great. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're fine now. The Rocky Road's here and everything else. Our Stu's still in here as well.
Hello.
Yeah, he's been doing all the work for me, to be fair. So, yeah, I've been a bit lazy today, yeah. But what are you going to be playing for us first? Well, we're going to play Paramore in a minute, but then what are you going to play for us?
I think we're going to play some of the new tracks from our debut EP, Wait Around and Loving and Leaving.
Excellent. Okay, can't wait to hear that. Come back in a minute after Paramore. Paramore into you. We are ready for the boys to play. Don't mind me calling you boys, do you?
No, no, we identify as boys.
You are the boys, that's all right. Nice stuff. We're also going to be filming this as well, so it'll all be up on social media as well by the end of the day, or actually knowing us, it'll probably be first thing in the morning, but yeah, it will be around at some point, to be fair. Right, so again, what are you going to be playing, boys?
We're going to be playing Wait Around, which is the first track of our debut EP, and then Loving and Leaving.
Okay,
let's do this.
Away is that can lead to everything. And out the corner of my eye, she turned to me with bluest sapphire. To say, oh, not because I didn't want to say it, but because I thought she didn't also feel it, even though I didn't let her go without a fight. I thought I knew, which meant that I
see. you know what? I always wanted to see you live. That's yeah. That's why. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, look, I can't speak. I was so.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Do you know why? Clapping and everything, all ready to go, and I just got overexcited there. I was singing along as well. So yeah, so I apologise if you did hear me singing along to that. But yeah, I got so excited to hear you play. I didn't even. I don't even know who you are. Come on. So, are you the great Leslie? Do you want to introduce yourself one by one? Start off with the bass.
Okay, so I'm Alfie, the bass player.
I'm Ollie, the lead singer.
I'm Freddie, the lead guitarist.
And I'm Ryan, the drummer.
Excellent. And we have?
And I'm Stuart, just sitting here.
Yeah, so you've been going, it's crazy really, only for a few years, right? Only about 3 years, right?
Yeah, something like that, just under 3 years.
Yeah, because you've got like a huge amount, really, of tracks under your belt already. I mean, you had 12 or 13 before you even released this EP, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, because we formed during the first lockdown, really. Mm. And there's not really much else to do, so so it's just writing songs.
You write songs, yeah. So even though you've got this EP going, you've got another one already, haven't you?
We're working on one now.
It's in the works.
Yeah, we were in. Actually, had the good fortune to be in Abbey Road the other day. So we were in Studio 2 and we did a live session, and then the next day we were just working on all new material for the whole day. So that was pretty great. And we were listening as we were driving here to the stuff that we did the other day. It's really, yeah, it's going really well.
So you wasn't listening to us on the way in then? I don't know how to take that, to be fair.
We were flicking in between.
Okay.
Checking the traffic.
I'll let you off of that, yeah. So, look, going to play another track for us now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to try and fit as many as I possibly can. I'll have you here all afternoon if we could, so yeah.
All right, this song's called Loving and Leaving.
More, loving and leaving and crying and stealing and all of
made a home.
Right, we're back with the great Leslie and Stuart Pink. Yes, still here. Yeah, and I've just put on them, so I do another song. But listen, you went off to the Abbey Road Studios as well, that we know, yeah?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were there over the Easter weekend whilst everyone else was scorching themselves.
Chocolate, yeah.
Exactly. That's why I brought these Rocky Roads here today, and bunnies as well, you know.
Oh, yeah,
because we missed out in some way or form, but we didn't actually. We had the best time, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were very lucky to be in there and to be recording some new music and to be recording a live session.
Yeah.
So it was great fun.
Everyone that I know that's recorded in there has said, like, the history, they can feel it as soon as they get into the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can feel it.
You can smell it as well.
Yeah, so very special about being in that room, you know.
Yeah.
Just inspiration was there.
And yeah. Usually I think you also have to kind of, like, you're there and there's a lot of kind of, not bad pressure, but there's a good amount of pressure on you to do something like of worth whilst you're in there. Don't waste your time, because so many other people have been in there and done some great things, you know, and you know you could do the same thing. So
yeah.
I think that was on our heads, kind of.
So you felt the pressure in a way, though, but you...
I definitely felt the pressure for both days, because I was like, I want to get everything done. I want to get all these photos, these videos. I want to get these songs written, you know.
Yeah. Especially because the first day we were actually filming us playing some of our songs, well, 8 songs, actually. So, you know, to be filmed and to record at the same time, you have to be perfect. Mm, or you have to start again, you know, so that there is that pressure.
Yeah, you're completely under the microscope. And... I think, you know, it was really good for us, actually, because I think it showed what we were actually capable of. I think the end result, like, I'm going to be doing the mixing of the what we recorded, and I've already got started, and it sounds really, really good, you know, having the pleasure of actually mixing stuff that's been recorded at Abbey Road, that's a first for me. It's a hell of an experience.
So you got more control over it as well, then. So it's like, yeah, it's really, it's all your.
And it's a lot cheaper.
That was going to be my next sentence. Yeah.
That's to do with the money. We want the control.
Yeah. Loving that. So listen, what are you going to play for us next?
We were just discussing this.
Yeah, we were only expecting to play 2 songs.
Sorry.
What do you want to play, chaps?
Should we do Feel Alive?
What do you want?
What do you
want? Yeah,
it's up to you. I don't mind.
Play one
from your new one.
It's not usually something we play live.
There we go. So I did that one wrong. Okay, do you know what?
Should you do Out of My Hands?
All of them. Or anything still from, obviously.
It's relatively fresh, I'd say.
Yeah, you've got...
All Good Things it is.
You've got 5 tracks from your EP, haven't you?
We're going to play All Good Things.
Heavy head from the night before, don't think I could take any more. Those years, they help me grow. The years, they come and go. So much laughing from the beginning, I'd do it all over again. Didn't realize I'd reach the close. The years, they come and go. Oh, the years, they come and go. Oh, the years, they come and go. 14, I don't want it to end. Is this where I want to be? Will I miss this feeling? Everything's out of my control. To gain some more, I think I'll sell my soul. Time takes everything, my friend. All good things come to an end. Eyes when she disappeared. Goodbye reduced me to tears. I don't know much, but I know so many people come and go. Not the first and won't be the last. Well, I hope not, but my past is consistent as it shows. So many people come and go. So many people come and go. So many people.
7 a.m. at 14, I don't want it to end.
Brilliant stuff. Loving that. So can you hang around as well? I'm going to play one more song, and then can you hang around again just to find out where people can find you and the gigs you've got coming up and stuff like that? Yeah, cool.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Right, so we just want to find out. Alan, Stu's actually got a question for the boys as well. Stu, you're still here.
Fantastic show, lads. I'm loving the set.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much. Thank
Absolutely you. Awesome. Before I ask you where you get your guitars from, I mean, the shirts in this room are incredible. And I'm not talking about just Joe's. Some serious style going on. Loving the EP. It's absolutely awesome. You mentioned working on new stuff. We got new stuff to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do indeed.
Very soon. We're going to, hopefully, we'll be releasing the first single of the second EP in June, the second in July, and then the whole thing in August. So summer EP.
Hey, it's summer vibes, isn't it? 100%.
Yeah, baby.
Marvellous. Yeah. Your live stuff coming up.
Yeah, so we've got a really, really important gig for us. So we're headlining at the Seabright Arms in London. That is on the 13th of May. Still tickets available, so anyone that wants to come along, please snatch up a ticket before they all go.
Seabright Arms. Have you been there, Joe? I think you've seen stuff.
Is that Bethnal Green? Yeah, near where you live, right, boys?
Literally right by where I live, yeah.
Oh, is that why you booked it? So it's just easier for you to put your kit in and out. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Literally walking distance.
He'll still be late, though.
He's getting lazy. And now, because he's got the cahoon to that, it's the drummer we're talking to now.
Right.
So now we've got the cahoon. See, he's like, no, I like this. I don't want to lug the drum kit around anymore. That's
I've had enough. To this now. Yeah. The next EP is going to be very different, guys. but yeah, just on that show, if anyone wants to look us up or get tickets, best place to go is our website, which is www.thegreatlesleyband.com, and on there you'll find all the information and links to our socials and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we'll put all the links up for you as well. But there's a sellout one. You're doing a festival somewhere as well, aren't you? I see that was almost a sellout.
We're doing a few. There's one front row in Oxford that might be that one.
I was thinking of.
Yeah, I think that's the one. We're doing a few festivals this summer. But yeah, that one is going to be fun. Supporting Apollo Junction, if you've. Supporting Apollo Junction, if you've heard of them.
No.
So that's going to be quite
a good
fun.
Band.
Oh, okay. I have to play them as well.
Yeah. The lineup looks really good. Yeah. We're going to be there all weekend for anyone that might be coming to that festival, so come say hi.
Excellent. There's only a few tickets left the last time I looked, so you've got to be quick you can get on there to see the boys.
If you're already there, then just look out for the shirts and you'll see where we are.
Yeah. You'll be selling them as well, they'll be on your merch soon, I'm sure.
Well, our t-shirts will be here.
Yeah. Hey! Anything else?
Go and listen to our new EP. It's on all major streaming platforms, on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, that doesn't exist anymore, Apple Music, yeah. Thank you very much. And all that sort of stuff. Yeah,
Amazon
go and listen
music.
To it. Amazon Music, yeah.
Excellent
it's
stuff.
Called The End and the Beginning, and yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Brilliant stuff. When I used to be on the Sunday Night Show, a couple of your tracks actually made my playlist and my single of the week. So, yes, I've been following you for a while, especially as well. One of the people that I always looked up to when I was a kid that introduced me to all indie girl, really, me, was Janice Long. And so for Janice to say to you that she felt your energy and loved your vibe is massive. That's massive. She's championed so many big bands out there. So, yeah, I can't wait to see you on the big, massive stage. There'll be me and Stu at the back.
Front row, innit? Yeah.
So come down on the 13th.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do. We'll be helping to lug the drum kit.
After party are yours after, right?
Yeah, you can. If you come, you can come to mine after.
As long as it's rocky road there.
Yeah. Right, thanks again, boys. Really appreciate you coming into Essex and safe journey home all the way just to East London. Not too bad. And but if you want to catch the boys, you can go to thegreatlesleyband.com and you'll find all the social media there as well. And it also, obviously, be all up on our website. Cheers, boys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.